This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the day promises bright and mild conditions. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, expect cool breezes, perfect for time outdoors. Meanwhile, Eilat enjoys warmth and sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF struck a Hezbollah launcher in southern Lebanon, issuing a warning to civilians in the area. Also, Ynet reveals that Israeli security has exposed an Iranian terror network targeting a strategic oil pipeline earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew details Iran's global terror network, thwarted in Azerbaijan and other locations this morning. Separately, I-24 News highlights Israel's exposure of an Iranian terror cell planning an attack on a pipeline in Azerbaijan. And finally, Axios shares that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reports just minutes ago that differences over Iran's nuclear program persist as Iran and the U.S. work towards a lasting peace. AMK Mapping mentions consequences of two Russian drone strikes in Kharkiv's southern suburbs, posting 18 minutes ago. Memory Reports shares Lebanese Industry Minister Joel Khoury's call for Lebanon to accept Israel's existence, writing 27 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reports that the operation targeted a ready-to-fire Hezbollah launcher. The IDF also issued a warning for civilians to avoid moving south of certain villages. That strike comes hours after mounting tensions in the region, highlighting the ongoing threat from Hezbollah forces. Turning to the exposure of the Iranian terror network, according to Ynet, the Mossad, IDF, and Shin Bet collaborated to uncover the Revolutionary Guard's apparatus. The network aimed to sabotage a strategic oil pipeline, and key operatives were eliminated. This development underscores the persistent threat of Iranian influence in the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew provides more details on thwarted plots in Azerbaijan and other locations. A terror cell planned attacks on the Israeli embassy and synagogues using explosive drones. The report highlights Iran's extensive reach and ongoing aggression. This raises concerns about international security and diplomatic relations. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News elaborates on Israel's exposure of an Iranian cell in Azerbaijan. The planned attack on a strategic pipeline was part of a broader regional threat. This exposure may strain Iran's relations with its neighbors and complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. And finally, Axios discusses Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal, while politically sensitive for Netanyahu, aims to pave the way for a peace deal with Iran. This ceasefire could stabilize the region temporarily, but the long-term impact remains uncertain. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Smotrich's strongman has been appointed CEO of the Treasury, completing a significant leadership move. Separately, CTech announces Molex's acquisition of Israeli optical chip startup Terramount for $430 million. Terramount will continue as an independent engineering entity under Molex. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of an economic whirlpool ahead, citing the tax authorities' postponed tax payments amounting to 2 billion shekels. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.